In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We invite you to stand for the call to worship.
God of Israel,
because he has come to help and has delivered his people.
He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in his servant in David's house, just as he said through the mouth of his holy prophets long ago.
Because of God's deep compassion, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to give light to those who are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide us on the path of peace.
Arise, shine, your light has come.
The Lord's glory has shone upon you.
Jesus spoke to the people, saying,
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Join me in this prayer of confession. Judas, slave of jealousy, where are you?
I am here.
Peter, slave of fear, where are you?
I am here.
Thomas, slave of doubt, where are you?
I am here.
Men and women of Jerusalem, enslaved to mob rule, where are you?
I am here.
Pilate, slave of expediency, where are you?
I am here.
The story of Christ's passion and death mirrors for us much of our own weakness and sin. We all come here as men and women who have missed the mark and who are alienated and our neighbor near and far. The God who challenges us is also the God who encourages us. The God who confronts us is also the God who accepts us. Be assured that God is with us even now, accepting, guiding, and forgiving. Thanks be to God.
Merit blame, you will. shame. A scepter reed, hold patient, Lord, they thrust into your hand and acted out their grim charade to its appointed end. They could not know as we do now, though empires rise and
may be seated, and let us pray together. Jesus, crucified and living Savior, we are huddled together in doubt and fear, like the disciples of long ago. We do not want to be separated. We do not want to be forsaken. We do not want to say goodbyes. We do not want to follow you with the cross. But even as we know you bid us follow you into brokenness and death, we also know that you have gone before. You have faced danger and conquered. And remember the Good Friday event long ago. We brought closer to each other and feel your presence with us. And we know that we can count on you because your presence abides with us. Amen.
Shadows are created when something obstructs a light source. We have all stood in the shadows longing for the warmth and radiance of the nearby light. In this hour, as we again navigate the rugged path to the cross, stepping in and out of the shadows of its sacred story, let us be reminded that Jesus is a light to all people that darkness cannot overcome. For it is in Christ alone that our hope is found. He is the source of everlasting light, our strength and our song. Jesus Christ is our eternal hope in the shadows leading to the cross.
His voice. on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss, and more content on my
The journey to the cross actually began with a joyous celebration when Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem, but the scene changed quickly as Jesus and his disciples gathered to dine and celebrate the Passover. Jesus knew that there was a shadow in their midst. Even as he poured the wine, he knew that Judas was only hours from betraying him. Even as he broke the bread, he knew that Peter would deny him three times that very evening. And even as they shared their last meal together, the shadow of betrayal was there, darkening that upper room.
Our souls to serve this earth and be prepared.
After finishing the meal and singing a hymn together, Jesus and his disciples went to a place called Gethsemane, where he asked his friends to keep watch while he prayed. Alone, in the quiet shadows of the garden, Jesus struggled with the grim prospect of the fatal trial to come. He begged his Father to relieve him of his burden, but knew there was no way he could be spared the agony of his destiny. The road to the cross was marked by temptation and guilt. Jesus challenged his disciples to pray that they not fall into temptation. Yet, for 30 pieces of silver, Judas was tempted to betray Jesus. To save himself, Peter was tempted to deny that he knew his teacher and friend. These and so many instances foreshadowed the words of Jesus soon to be spoken from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus was arrested and taken before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, where he was accused by the priests and elders. He made no attempt to defend himself, and Pilate handed him over to the angry crowd to be executed. They mocked Jesus by making him wear a purple robe and a crown made of thorns. Pilate, painfully aware of the monumental injustice that had been done, washed his hands and declared himself innocent of Jesus' blood. Accused, beaten, and sentenced to death. Jesus, the tangible expression of God's great love, was nailed to a cross between two robbers to die a criminal's crucifixion. In a final act of love, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Thank you.
It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for their friends.
Thank you.
When the centurion saw all that happened as Jesus died, he exclaimed, "Surely this was the Son of God." As evening approached, a man from Arimathea named Joseph, having received permission from Pilate, came and took the body off the cross. He wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and placed it in his own tomb that he had cut out of the rock. The words of Isaiah had been fulfilled on the cross that day. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
Thank you.
Will you pray with me? In deepest darkness, God of mystery, we lift our hearts to you. In deepest weakness, we connect to the suffering of others through your suffering. We pray for those who endure extreme hardship and pain. We pray for those who wander with no purpose. We pray for those who may not live another day. We pray for those who starve, who hurt, and who are isolated. May your hope push them and us beyond the cross to new life. In the name of the crucified one, amen.
This is a message that we have heard from him and announce to you.
God is light, and there's no darkness in him at all. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son can glorify you. You gave him authority over everyone so that he could give eternal life to everyone you gave him. This is eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. You may be seated.
Thank you. where you